everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, we'll be looking ahead to Monday's Premier Division playoff final between Warrington Town and Bamba Bridge. We'll be hearing from David Raven, assistant manager at Warrington Town, in a second. And shortly, we'll be hearing from Jamie Milligan, manager at Bamba Bridge. And later, we'll be catching up with James Hayes as well, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, as we look ahead to the playoff finals in the West Division, the East Division and the Midlands Division. But to kick the show off this week, let's go back to Tuesday's playoff semi-finals in the Premier Division. Warrington Town defeating Matlock Town by 4-1 on Tuesday night. A brilliant performance by Warrington. A big commiserations to Matlock Town, but Warrington Town, they progress through to Monday's final. And to judge the mood now at Cantilever Park ahead of Monday's playoff final on Thursday, I caught up with assistant manager at Warrington Town. It's a welcome back to the show to David Raven. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And wow, what a performance on Tuesday night. A brilliant first half display. And what's the mood like at Cantilever Park now after that win in the semi-finals against Matlock?
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine it's good, but it's, you know, it's grounded, it's focused. We tend not to get too carried away with things. I think we're too experienced in the game to know that football can bite you in the backside as such, should we say. So as soon as you know, the message has always been to the lads, as soon as you think that you've nailed it, it's got a nasty habit, football, of coming to kick you in the teeth. So it's a grounded mood, it's focused, it's still halfway, it's, you know, it was only a semi-final, but having said that, it's given the lads, you know, bags and bags of confidence. So yeah, be good.
Confidence wasn't really that much in short supply at Warrington. I mean, the last time we spoke, you were partway through this remarkable unbeaten run. That continued. Yeah. Obviously, you took on South Shields. That's by the by. You picked up a win at the right at the end of the season against Hyde. So confidence must have been brilliant anyway heading into the playoffs, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's I think the South Shields getting beat was a blessing. I said it at the time, I think it was, because sometimes when you're on these runs, it will end sooner or later. This is like, it's a fact, it will end. And the longer you go on, and the more you think you just got to turn up. And it was a nice little reminder, just little reminders that, like, what we need to do to win games. And the boys, like, responded amazingly from it the week after. And then obviously going into the semi-final was, I mean, it was some performance. It really was in the first half.
Taking on a Matlock side, who, you know, they, I mean, talked about your momentum with that remarkable unbeaten run, but, you know, Matlock, their April's been was superb, and they, you know, how many times have we seen the team who gets into fifth on the last day then go on to win the thing? So, you know, just shy of 1,900 people there on Tuesday night. I mean, what was the vibe like at full-time?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. I mean, even before the game, you know what I mean? You've seen it filling up and stuff. And I work with a couple of people from Warrington who live in Warrington. And he was saying how, like, there's a bit of a buzz around the town, and which is great. It's absolutely brilliant. I mean, that's what football does for towns, isn't it? It gives it feel good back to the football club, or the rugby club does well, and the whole town feels good. And hopefully that's what we can give to the locals and get the job done.
And how important was that securing second spot for the fact that now we know on Monday you'll be hosting the final? And I'm going to say that's a really important aspect of this.
Yeah, I suppose it. I mean, we went up to Scarborough last year and it was effectively home game for Scarborough. And it does make a bit of a difference, you know what I mean? It's Bamba haven't got that far to travel. It's, you know, they'll have a decent support there. And it does matter. That, you know, gives you that extra couple of percents, but it's a case of being right, ready, turning up, focused. There can't be any distractions. There'll be lads with families and stuff there, so they need to blot all out their minds and just focus on the game, and you can deal with the families and stuff afterwards. But yeah, it is an advantage in terms of you know, numbers and support and getting, you know, fans behind you. And they've been absolutely brilliant. We've seemed to have acquired a youthful band of supporters over the season, which has been really good. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and on last week's show, Andrew Simpson made the point about, you know, the work that you and Matt Beasley have done. It's a shame that we've had just this quick turnaround from, you know, that final game against Hyde, playoff semi-final, then into the final, because you probably not had a chance to take a step back and go, we finished second here on 77 points. It's been a brilliant season thus far.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We haven't really stopped just yet. As soon as the game finished the other night, there was no patting ourselves on the back. It was like, right, what are we doing training wise? Are we going to prepare for Bamber Bridge? And that's been the whole thing. And I think once it finishes next week, whatever way it finishes, we'll have time to have a look at it and look at it properly and what we could have done better, what could have been worse, and just, yeah, really just have a good look at the whole season. But looking at it now, it's just you're just in the moment and you're just working towards getting the results and the performance that you want. And that is it. Because as you say, we work really hard and we haven't really had the time to sit down, take stock, and when we do, I'm sure we'll feel good about it. But you need to finish the job off. It's pointless. Second's nowhere, isn't it? Just the thing.
Well, just to say before I get to the actual game itself, a big congratulations to you and Mark for, you know, that remarkable unbeaten run. Because I remember speaking to the pair of you throughout the season going, can you continue this run? And you did. So fair play. credit to you, everyone at the club. But Bamber Bridge on Monday, without giving too much of the game plan away, how do you go about this game?
We'll watch them. They'll watch us, I'm sure. And everything. And our way of working has always been, this is how the opposition play. These are their strengths. We believe these are their weaknesses. These are the areas that we can exploit with giving, you know, total respect to their strengths as well. And within that, you've got your own principles of play. So we've never come away from them once. The way we play has pretty much stayed the same all the way through. And we've drilled that in and drilled it in, whether we've won, drew, lost. So we won't change that. But there'll be certain aspects of tactics that do change. So the way Bamber play, we'll look at it, we'll set the lads up accordingly, but stick to the way we do things. And that's how we've done things throughout the season. Some teams, the likes of Bamber Bridge, need that bit of extra respect where you look at them, dissect it, you go in the grass, you do all the stuff, you do all the work, because they're a good football team. And Jamie Milligan's got them playing some great football. It's tough to play against, so we need to do as much work as we possibly can to counteract it.
And just one game at a time and all that. This is a question I've been asking all the managers this week across the Northern Premier League ahead of semi-finals and finals. But Warrington Town, the over the years, the playoffs, the ridiculous Kings Lynn situation and all that.
Yeah.
Here we are with a chance for Warrington Town to get promoted to the National League North. One game at a time, but what do you feel that would mean to the club to make that step at last?
It's history making, isn't it? I mean, Toby, however many years he's been in charge here, has been at the toil and the sweat and the grief and all that he's put into it. It's going to be massive for him and his family, and obviously for the town. I'm relatively new into this journey in terms of the last few years, but that's the thing. It's a massive, massive step, a huge step that they've, you know, the club has been trying to push for, you know, for a good few years now. So probably for my sense of things and bees especially, I probably think we'll only feel a sense of relief as much as anything to go, oh, wow, yeah, okay, you can breathe out, do you know what I mean? And then you've got a couple of weeks to enjoy it before you start preparing again. But that's how, if everything goes well, we would feel, yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, and just a final question, Dave. Obviously, I touched upon the crowd on Tuesday night. I'm imagining it's going to be another level on Monday. Yeah. How much are you looking forward to Monday and what's possible at Warrington Town for this one?
Yeah, just, I mean, the game itself will be great because, as you say, it'll be a full house. I think it's like 2,500 tickets somewhere like that being sold. So these are the games that you want to play in and you want to play. All the lads should be absolutely buzzing to playing it. As a coach, assistant manager, they're brilliant. The pressurised games, I love them. You get right involved in terms of like your concentration levels are just like sky high, and I just can't wait to play the game, to be honest, and get it going. And it'll be a great occasion all around.
Yeah, it will be a great advert for the league. Second and third going head to head on Monday. And Dave Raven, assistant manager at Warrington Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck on Monday and catch up very soon.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Warrington Town assistant manager Dave Raven there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to Warrington Town's opponents now for Monday's playoff final. That's Bamber Bridge. A 1-1 draw with Gainsborough Trinity on Tuesday night. And after extra time, Bamber Bridge won 5-3 on penalties. Commiserations to Gainsborough Trinity, but a big congratulations to Bamber Bridge. And let's hear from their manager now. And I caught up with Jamie Milligan on Thursday. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, what a performance on Tuesday night. What's the mood like at Iron Gate after making it through to the playoff final now on Monday?
Yeah, it's unbelievable achievement for the club and the players. The players have been they deserve all the plaudits, to be fair, because they've been unbelievable from day one. The minute we started training pre-season, they bought into everything that we were trying to do, and it was a bit of a gamble the way we tried to play. I get that, but it's worked out for us. And the atmosphere was unbelievable in the game the other night. It could have gone either way, to be honest with you. We started off well, we went 1-0, conceded a goal, which, to be fair, they were coming back into the game and deserved to equalise. And then the sending off just killed us, really. We couldn't really go at them because we're down to 10 men, so we sort of shut up shop and sat in a little bit, which I don't like doing. But we had to do it, and they didn't really create anything when we went down to 10 men. And then the penalties was just unbelievable scenes, really. It could have gone either way, but it's one of them. I'm glad it came our way.
And obviously, you know, it's not just any old sending off, is it? It's Nathan Bond, and, you know, such an important player. You mentioned the tactical changes you made there, but it's a long period of time between that sending off and the penalty shootout.
Yeah, the work the lads put in, obviously we had to get him in and change things tactically, like you said, but the work they put in off the ball was unbelievable. They just kept going and kept going and kept defending and block shots and stop crosses. They were brilliant. And listen, don't be wrong, Pondy's absolutely devastated. He's still gutted. But we've played without Pondy this season and won games. We've played without big players and won games, so... Listen, it's just a chance for somebody else to step in there on a big stage and get out there and do the stuff, really. But yeah, Pondy will still be there supporting the lads, like you say. But we got on with it. It's one of them. We can't do anything else. We can't worry about it. We've got a plan without him.
And you mentioned, you know, the atmosphere and that kind of thing towards the end of the game. Obviously, goes to a penalty shootout. Brilliant crowd there, to be fair. And, what was that whole scenario like, that penalty shootout against Trinity on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, you ask any manager, like, after that, I've never been so drained in my life. Like, you ask any non-league manager, from the minute one you wake up on a game day, you're at it planning, you don't switch off. It's like, you don't sleep because you're just thinking all the time, and that's like any manager, really. But yeah, and the whole build-up to it's draining as well, because it's such a big occasion, the lead-up to it, things we had planned for them in the change room, different things like that. And then the whole game, the way it panned out, penalties and the crowd running on, and it just, the scenes were unbelievable, really unbelievable. And I was just so glad to, like, obviously you try and enjoy things, but if you ask any managers, you don't really enjoy it like the players enjoy it. Them sort of wins, you sort of just relieved more than anything. Do you know what I mean? As a player, when I won games, I was buzzing, do you know what I mean? You're absolutely buzzing and celebrating. As a manager, I think you just, it's out of your head half an hour later, because you're always thinking about the next thing and things like that. But yeah, it's great for the club and great to see the joy on the fans and the players. So that's, it was worth it.
And you touched upon it there. I mean, it's about the next game, isn't it? But you can't escape the fact that, you know, that's the last home game of the season. You know, brilliant scenes at the end, third place finish in the regular season, through to the playoff final. At some point, Jamie, you deserve to take a step back and think about what's been achieved this year thus far.
No, I totally agree, Ben. People have said that to me because they see that I'm not too high after a win. They see that. But yeah, I totally agree with you. What we've done this season and the work we've put in has been unbelievable. And it's one last portion. What's gone on has gone on, and the semi-final, and I forgot about that. And there's no point doing that if you're going to get beat in the final. So we have to go and we have to push one more. We have to. I spoke to Bees yesterday. He's a good mate with him, and I'm glad it's one of us that are going to go up. Do you know what I mean? Because he's a good mate of mine, and it's just a cruel way to go out. He's one of them, isn't it? It's me or him, but we'll see what happens.
And how important as well, you know, a big game like that against Gainsborough Trinity, you know, a big game coming up against Warrington, but you played in big games. I mean, that South Shields performance a couple of weeks back in the league. I mean, it's just been a phenomenal season, hasn't it, really? And you've stepped up in these big occasions.
Yeah, definitely. It's like people were saying to me after that South Shields, what a result that was. That's a result of the season. But I expected us to beat them. I said to you in the week, I expect you to win because of the way we plan and prepare and for the opposition. And I plan to beat them. And I expected to beat them. I said that to the lads before the game and after. And it was an unbelievable performance again.
No, it really was, and obviously Finn Sinclair Smith popping up with a late winner in that game, and occasions like that where you know a last minute winner, it just spurs everyone on, doesn't it, to the next challenge.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We've had some great games like that this season where we've scored late winners and wonder goals, and it's great. I just love seeing the lads just enjoying and celebrating together. It's brilliant because I see how hard they work, and to see them get the joy out of the results and the moments that happen in the season, that says it all for me.
I mean, just looking ahead to Monday, it wasn't too long ago you actually played them at Cantilever Park in March, wasn't it? And, you know, it was a close-run thing in that game. So what are you expecting on Monday?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. They're a good team. They don't finish second for no reason. And they're a really good team. They've got good players with a good manager. And it's going to be a test for us no matter what. But we won't change anything that we've done all season. We won't change the way we play. We'll keep trying to do the right things. We'll keep the work rate up. And like I've said to the players, what happens, happens. But make sure you don't change what we've done to get here, because you'd kick yourselves if you change the way you play for a final and get beat. I'd prefer to do it the way we've got there and get beat. So the boys have just got to treat it as a normal game, play their normal football as much as they can, and enjoy it because these games don't come round often. I said that to the lads, they don't come round often. So you can't let them pass you by. You've got to play your normal game, give it everything you've got, and then what happens, happens.
And Jamie, one game at a time on all that, but you're one game away here from Bamber Bridge getting to the National League North. Like we said, we've seen the crowd on Tuesday night. The vibe at the club, it's bouncing at the moment, but what would it mean for Bamber Bridge to make that step up for everyone involved at the club?
It'd be unbelievable. It'd be the most unbelievable achievement that we could do as a club. Nowhere near should be where we are, but we are, down to hard work and togetherness and sticking together and doing the right things, and it's got us to where we are. And if we did manage to win, it'd be unbelievable, because we're playing against some massive clubs in the next league.
And last question, Jamie. Obviously, it's going to be a nerve-wracking thing on Monday, but how much are you looking forward to it? Because here we are, 90 minutes, maybe 120, who knows, minutes away from the National League North. So how much are you looking forward to that possibility?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of people like were saying to me, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And I'm like, not one bit. I'm like, so excited. I'm like, the lads are so lucky. I was like, I wish I was playing myself. Do you know what I mean? Because I know how good it is to play in these games. Yeah, I'm more excited, and I just enjoy it, mate. And I don't get nervous at all, really, to be honest with you. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, we can get the result.
Well, Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day for joining us on this week's show. A big congratulations for making it through to the playoff final on Monday, and catch up very soon.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to both Bamber Bridge and Warrington Town in that playoff final on Bank Holiday Monday. But for a look back now on a epic Tuesday night in the playoff semi-finals, it's a big welcome back to the show now to social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So, yes, we did have a big semi-final preview show on Tuesday. That was an hour and 20. We're not anticipating this show to be longer than half an hour. But that should be a big, epic playoff final on Monday in the Premier Division between, essentially, the best teams in the league outside of South Shields.
Yeah, I mean, second v third, most people say that's how most playoff finals will be, but you don't write the articles like that. It all happens on the day. I mean, Warrington, obviously, with a 4-1 win against Matlock Town, obviously being 4-0 up after 20 minutes. In the other game, 10-man Bamber Bridge takes it all the way to a penalty shootout as well. We are going to be in for a very, very good final, I think. It wouldn't be much either side winning that match.
No, it should be an epic encounter. And just to confirm, the attendance at Warrington Town on Tuesday night, just shy of 1,900 there at Cantilever Park, expecting another big crowd on Bank Holiday Monday, and over 1,200 there at Irongate as well for that game against Gainsborough. Big commiserations to both Gainsborough and Matlock Town, but Bamber Bridge travelling to Warrington Town for that playoff final in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division on Bank Holiday Monday. But we are now going to be talking about the other three playoff finals in the Northern Premier League. All of these games taking place on Saturday. Firstly, in the East Division, it'll be Stockton Town hosting Longeaton United. Commiserations to Hebburn Town on Tuesday evening. It finished 2-2. Daniel Moore, the player manager, scoring a late equaliser for Hebburn Town to take this into extra time. Finished all square after the extra 30 minutes. Longeaton United winning 3-2 on penalties. Big congratulations to everyone at Longeaton United on getting through to that final. But what a game.
End to end throughout the game, by the sounds of it, and come back twice in that game. Unfortunately, it was a lottery of the penalties that decided it, and unfortunately, a shot over the bar that ended Hebburn's campaign for the season. But Longeaton, first season at step four, and potentially emulating the likes of Basford United, Ilkeston in the local area too.
Commiserations, but a good season for Hebburn Town. But Longeaton United go up to Stockton Town on Saturday for the playoff final in the East Division. It finished the same score, 2-2. It finished between Stockton Town and Stocksbridge Park Steels. But commiserations to Stocksbridge Park Steels. They were beaten 4-3 on penalties in front of a great crowd there on Teesside as well. 1,200 on Tuesday night. But Stockton Town, they finished second in the league and they'll be hosting this playoff final on Saturday, James.
Yeah, in Stockton Town, as Liverpool were saying, it's their rightful place in the final. But again, Stocksbridge Park Steels, throughout the season, they've been the comeback kings. A well-fought effort. They were 2-0 for that match as well. So it shows there that Stocksbridge Park Steels had to fight, really had to come back into that game to stay in contention too. It was nearly the 4-5 final.
So Stockton Town taking on Longeaton United. Big good luck to both Stockton Town and to Longeaton United in that one. Let's go to the Midlands Division, and a bit like the Premier Division, it's going to be second against third in the playoff final in the Midlands. Halesowid Town, a 3-1 victory over Coleshill Town, with Halesowid Town taking an early 2-0 lead. Coleshill got a goal back, but then Halesowid scored the third goal towards the end of the game to make it a bit more comfortable. Halesowid Town safely through to the final. Commiserations to Coleshill Town. Great season for them. But for Halesowid, they'll be looking forward to another bumper crowd at the Grove. 2,334 there on Tuesday evening. That's an epic attendance at step four. Superb stuff. Halesowid on Saturday will be hosting Spalding United. Spalding United with a 2-0 victory over Sporting Kalsa. Sporting Kalsa did take the lead in that game, but Spalding scored two goals in the second half to take the semi-final. So, James, Halesowid against Spalding in the final on Saturday.
In Halesowid Town, pretty well taken goals there, especially for the first one there, within 3 minutes from Macaulay Manning. Coleshill Town kept in the fight for majority of the second half, just weren't able to get back into it. In terms of Spalding, again, they had to fight back in that one there. Sporting Kalsa having one of the best strikers in the league in form of Mikkel Okafor, who took the lead with a nice, again, beautiful goal on the right-hand side. Had to dig deep and get back into the game. In terms of that, you're going to have two quality teams fighting off for the final promotion spot.
And just to say as well, Berkey always says this, but styles make fights and all that. Halesowid, 80 league goals scored this season in the regular campaign. Spalding United, 28 goals conceded. It's going to be an interesting one, isn't it? And like I said, commiserations to Coleshill Town. Big commiserations to Sporting Kalsa as well. But it does boil down to Halesowid hosting Spalding United on Saturday. But let's go to the West Division now. Firstly, commiserations to Leek Town. Leek Town at Harrison Park hosted Runcorn Linnets on Tuesday night. Great crowd, just shy of 1,400 there in Staffordshire. But a big congratulations to Runcorn Linnets, 3-1 victors. And 3-0 up in that game. Tim Grice did get an instant riposte for the home side after the third goal went in for Runcorn Linnets. But that's a great performance from Linnets on Tuesday night.
We have second year in a row, Leek have gone out in the playoff semi-finals. Great effort from Runcorn Linnets, and two great goals have just edited ready for the goals highlights that's going out in the next day or two. They'll be looking forward to going up to Workington and potentially goal getting a result there to make up for last year against Marine on the Bernard de Home advantage there.
Runcorn Linnets will be travelling up to Cumbria on Saturday for the playoff final in the West Division. Workington victorious over Clitheroe by 2-0. Commiserations to everyone at Clitheroe, but congratulations to Workington. Over 1,600 people there at Borough Park, and it should be a great game this on Saturday.
Clitheroe did have one or two good chances throughout the match, but overall, Workington were just at one class higher than Clitheroe, it seemed, on the night. And you can see why they finished higher up in the table against Clitheroe. They read the game well enough, kept Stefan Gonzalez from doing his runs that he's used to. And Workington in the final and hosting them now. I can just got to watch themselves a little bit for run call minutes.
Good effort to the Radcliffe radio team on Tuesday night, covering that victory for Workington over Clitheroe. Now, James, big news also. We're recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. Big news with regards to the relegation playoffs. And we can confirm our very own St. Neots Town will be taking on Leigh Town. Gloucester North End will be taking on Ashington. Dereham Town taking on Stopford. And Lincoln United will be hosting Avro.
Congratulations as well to Widnes and to Carlton Town, who on the AGM Cup points per game tables managed to get a reprieve out of its situation. But at the same time, there should be four cracking ties there. And again, all the best, well, I should say all the best to all eight sides there. But obviously, we'll have an NPL bias in them ones.
Yes, that's how it works if you're listening from Step 5. But to those teams who've won their Step 5 divisions, big congratulations on your promotion to the Northern Premier League. We will be in touch in May for those Welcome to the NPL shows. They've come round quick, haven't they? I've just noticed it's been 12 months pretty much since we last did the Welcome to the NPL shows, and we're doing them again. So there we go. But James, big weekend to come. Big matches on Saturday. Of course, the Premier Division playoff final on Monday. How can people keep across it all?
So again, all four playoff finals, radio commentated. Again, keep your eye on Twitter on Northern Premier League in the next couple of days to confirm who's going to be covering what. But otherwise, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, official Northern Premier. Final goal of the month's up there at the moment as well. And keep your eyes out for after the Monday fixtures, because we'll be announcing the finalists of the supporters' player of the season as well.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big, big thank you for joining us. As we've said, a big good luck to everyone this weekend. And for all the latest news ahead of the playoffs this week, thempl.co.uk. But James Hayes, big thank you for joining us. Dear listener at home, have a lovely weekend. Big good luck to everyone this weekend. But we're going to go now, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.